run with a couple of your backup DTs on the shelf, at least for a while. Good opportunity for some of your young interior guys.
Yes, it is. It's a really good opportunity, and you know, they're going to get a lot of work next week. So, you know, we just got to have a, make sure we have a good show of it.
Have any of those guys flashed to this point?
I think they've done a nice job. I mean, you got to look at it on tape, and you see the things. And the hard part for them is that they're getting a lot of work. And so you see it. The unfortunate part is you'll see them early in the game. They'll do well, and then later on they'll run out of gas. And that's the hard part, you know. I think you look at Eric Kroon played 64 total plays in a preseason game. So he's done a nice job for us there.
It seems like we hardly go 2 days without James Bradbury making a big play in the secondary, even that, with that one hand.
Well, you know, again, he's having a good camp, and as is Darryl, and, you know, as is a few of the other guys. It's just, you know, it's all part of it. You see, it's all part of the development.
Because we're all on cam watch. Ryan, did he report soreness after yesterday?
No, we didn't. Today was the day off. He'll throw again tomorrow during practice, and then we'll see how he is. And if he practices, you know, he'll have Monday off, and then we'll see how he does Tuesday, and you know how he's feeling. But today was a planned day off, and it's all just part of the rehab program.
Would you say Darryl and James would be among your possibilities for defensive camp MVPs?
No. You know, we got a lot of guys that are having really good camps. We really do. But they've done a nice job.
Al Holcomb is really respected in that linebacker room. What kind of coach is he from your observation?
Al's an interesting guy. You know, he does a real nice job. He's very energetic. He works very hard with those guys. And he's smart, really smart guy. You know, he comes from a program. You know, from the college ranks and worked his way up into the NFL, and he's done a nice job ever since he's been here.
Does having Mr. Richardson out here for the first time ratchet things up just a bit for the players to have him up close and personal?
I think it does. It does for everybody. You know, it's kind of like being, you know, with the crowd. When the fans are around, you know, the energy level does go up. So I thought they did a nice job.
You know, if you'll practice on this field tomorrow, or does it depend on the weather?
It just depends on how wet it is downstairs. If the weather, you know, if it dries up, we'll be down there. If not, we'll be back here.
How much of the offense would you say has been installed at this point, Ron?
Well, I'd say a good bit of it, and it's pretty much as, you know, as you go through it. The biggest thing is you want to make sure you're putting the base in. That way, when you start game planning, you can adjust it as you start getting ready for your opponents.
You like some of the wrinkles that Mike's come up with?
I'd like to think so. You know, there's some really good things, and there's some things that, you know, a lot of people haven't seen, which is good. And, you know, we'll just keep developing the offense.